From Texas Public Radio, this is Golden Pennies, a limited series that breaks down why Texas school funding still isn't fair and how we got to where we are today. I'm Camille Phillips. Pretty much everything costs more than it did in 2019, but in Texas, the state's public schools are still getting the same amount they were 4 years ago. That flat funding has school districts across Texas struggling to balance their budgets, even large urban districts with a lot of property wealth. In this episode, we visit Austin ISD to explain why. It's no secret that it costs a pretty penny to live in the state's capital city. Rent's gotten so high that some are being priced out. So even though they couldn't really afford it this year, Austin ISD gave its employees a raise.
We knew that we needed to do something with regards to doing our best to pay our employees a livable wage.
Eduardo Ramos is the district's chief financial officer. He says that salary bump pushed Austin ISD into a $52 million deficit. That's despite the fact the district collects more in property tax revenue than almost any other in the state. So why does Austin ISD have a deficit? Well, it doesn't get to keep all that money. In Texas, anything above an amount set by the state legislature gets redistributed to property-poor districts through recapture. Ramos says there is a need to share property wealth, but he thinks the current system benefits the state more than schools.
I feel that recapture districts have become a revenue source for the state of Texas. So when the state receives recapture payments above what they budgeted, they reduce their share, and so they use those funds for other state needs.
He says for recapture to work the way it should, the state needs to invest more in public schools. Austin ISD had about $10,500 per student last year, $2,000 less than the average Texas school district.
When you have a district like Austin ISD that's over 50% economically disadvantaged and sending over half of our local tax collections back to the state, to us that's an unfair system.
Just over half of Austin ISD's 73,000 students are economically disadvantaged. But in some schools, like Webb Middle School on Austin's northeast side, almost every student comes from low-income families. Nearly 90% are Latino.
Okay, so that's the part that we need to make sure that the trumpets don't do. We go low, high, low, they just stay on low.
Principal Michael Coyle says electives like this first-year band class are important because they spark students' interest.
All right, baritone, trombone, tuba, here we go. Starting on this F, last two measures.
But he has to fundraise to be able to send students to competitions.
One, two, ready, go.
Electives are sometimes the first things that sometimes get cut, and it's a shame when we have to choose between a math teacher and a choir teacher.
Coyle pulls out a huge key ring he uses on the tour.
We also have a million keys.
Webb Middle School is an older building and doesn't have fancy new security upgrades like key cards.
Overall building updates and those security systems would be huge for our students. So walking in here, they know, I hope they feel safe already, but just that extra level of support that unfortunately cost money.
Two rows of trailers on one side of the school house classes for recent immigrants. Three out of four students at Webb are English language learners. Inside an ELL social studies class, the teacher guides students through a lesson on the banking system. He brushes his palms together to symbolize making money rain.
What is something that we give money to?
Oh, the money. In the
bank. How do you say bank in Spanish?
Banco.
In French?
Overall, Coyle says a lot of his students have higher levels of need, both to catch up in the classroom.
Some of our students from other countries may not have been in school for years.
And more fundamental things.
It's so important that we have, you know, money for those kinds of things that help our students with basic needs because they can't concentrate in a classroom when they don't have food, they don't have running water, they don't have electricity.
Texas, like a lot of states, gives extra funding to students who need more support. Low-income students get about 25% more. Most English language learners get 10%. Coyle says that's not enough for Webb, and researchers say those students should be getting at least double. Erica Wiggins-Weathers researches education funding policies at the University of Pennsylvania. She says poverty often ends up being used as a proxy for race. But her work shows Black and Latino students often end up with less funding than white students, even if they're equally poor.
And why is that? What is it about racialized poverty that means they're getting less? And I don't think we have enough conversation about that.
A big part of the reason is because states rely on property tax to pay for education. Historic discriminatory housing policies linger today in school district boundaries and property values. Austin ISD is expected to collect more than $1 billion in property taxes again this year. But because Austin also has a lot of students with a lot of needs, the district, like many Texas school districts, will most likely struggle to make ends meet again next year. Webb Middle School principal Michael Coyle says he knows district leaders would give his school more money if they had it, but their hands are tied by the Texas school finance system.
It's hard to see, you know, like schools, state-of-the-art schools in other areas that are using money, you know, that come from our area or our city that aren't being used for our students who need it most.
Without an exception to recapture called Golden Pennies, Austin would have an even harder time making ends meet. Golden Pennies allow Austin ISD to keep about $1,000 more in property taxes per student. But the districts truly benefiting from Golden Pennies have a lot of land worth a lot of money and very few students. In part 4 of Golden Pennies, we'll visit the school district that benefited the most from Golden Pennies last year, Wink Loving ISD in West Texas. It has nearly 5 times as much money to spend per student as Austin ISD. Golden Pennies is a production of Texas Public Radio. Dan Katz is our VP of News. This episode was researched and reported by me. It was edited by Rachel Osier-Lindley of the Texas Newsroom. Jacob Rosati did sound design. I'm Camille Phillips. There's more to the story. Head over to tpr.org/goldenpennies to read more and see photos and data visualizations.